Hey, cuz, heard you're having money problems. Listen, I got the answer. You declare bankruptcy, all your problems go away.
Mike Shope.
Never declared bankruptcy.
Mike Shope.
He gets in trouble, he transfers his debt to...
The Bulldog.
In Monopoly, you go bankrupt, you lose.
You don't go by Monopoly, man. That game is nuts. Nobody just picks up get-out-of-jail-free cards. Those things cost thousands.
That is a good point.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I declare bankruptcy!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Talking about quarterbacks, there's, again, like, here we are trying to fit, who was it this time? Nick Foles onto a roster for next year. The Bills don't need anything. Like, if Eli Manning leaves the Giants, he goes somewhere else, I think. You know, maybe not.
He could retire.
He could. Even Brady could play somewhere else. But some guys would end up being backups. Maybe that's Eli Manning. Probably. Not necessarily, but probably. I don't know. And that's just not here. Like, the quarterbacks will come free, and we don't have anything to do there.
If some team is going to give Nick Foles a job to be their starter, somebody, Miami. Don't old people go to Miami to retire? Like, or just, you know, play shuffleboard? Eli Manning is the Dolphins' starting quarterback if he's done in New York. That owner would love that.
Maybe, yeah, that could be right.
He gets a gig. Somebody tries that just for... Okay, and if he keeps playing like he's been playing, which I don't know why you would think he wouldn't, but he's still, whatever, he's available. He's better than what I've had. He won 2 rings, whatever, credibility, get him. And then it turns badly, then you draft your guy next year.
I could certainly see Manning wanting to prove something with a different organization.
Yeah.
He's not that old. There's older quarterbacks in the league, so.
I'd love to see him go play in Miami. I think it would be just hilarious.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'm fine with it. I'm not sure I'm betting on Miami with Sal again if they do that. Although, it depends on the number. Like everything, it depends on the price.
Right, right.
There's nothing to do here.
No.
You know, the league is talking about Antonio Brown right now. And no way, I think.
Here?
Yeah.
No.
No ways. I mean, you have a team that needs receivers as badly as any team does.
But no.
No way.
No, he broke... He broke the worst rule you can break. I think. I mean, I don't want to, you know, who's going to think I'm speaking for Sean McDermott?
You would think he feels this way.
Yes, that there's no way that he would have any respect for a guy who walked out on his team the week of a game that they needed to win to go to the playoffs. There's no way that guy, that's unforgivable. That's worse than getting arrested. In the league, not specifically for McDermott, but like generally in the league, I've always thought like that's a bigger violation than doing something illegal. I think the league has treated players that way. A lot of teams have treated players that way for years. So, yeah, no, that's not happening here.
By the way, we've got a hockey game tonight, and Jack Eichel is back, and Jeff Skinner is playing his first game in Carolina, and Skinner made the All-Star team. And we'll talk a lot more about the Sabres, if not before 6:30, then at 6:30 with the game at 7:30. Feel free to call us up if you've got a point to make about them, 803-0550, at anything I just mentioned, or, you know, the season, the trade deadline, all the stuff like that. But we do have a little bit more football to cover here. I do want to give you that Josh Allen answer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so the point I was almost... through making, like, the quarterbacks, the name quarterbacks are not in play for the Bills. I mean, just no chance of that. You would assume only one team, if he's traded at all, would even get Antonio Brown, but a lot of teams would talk about it, and a lot of those teams' fans would love to trade for him. Uh-huh. You know, I'd love to see the Bills trade for him, too, for a certain price, but I don't know. Like, that's not going to happen.
No. I don't either think that they shouldn't try to do it. But I just don't think there's any. I don't think there's any way in hell they will. So I'm not even really willing to invest in the conversation very much. But I'd be, you know, he's great. There's issues there. He's great. He's great at something I need great at. So if I can get my hands on that, I would want to explore that.
And there's also Le'Veon Bell and perhaps even eventually Kareem Hunt. Guys who are like big stars, all with different situations.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting to even be talking about any of them for the Bills.
I don't think I want to just assume Le'Veon Bell is no. I mean, Kareem Hunt's a no.
Okay.
Le'Veon Bell, I think that like if you had to put together a list of teams that might strike you as willing to pay running backs crazy money.
Definitely.
I mean, how long is that list of teams? I mean, a couple teams have done it. I mean, the Rams have done it with their guy. I don't know. Do the Cardinals count? Like that seemed like a moderate contract for Johnson, wasn't it? Like, it wasn't quite Gurley. Anyway, I think the Bills are on that list. I don't need the list of teams. I think the Bills make that list. Like they paid LeSean McCoy at this age $9 million.
They also still have LeSean McCoy.
That's right.
They've talked about keeping him.
That's right. But they also have a crap ton of money, and could easily afford to pay Le'Veon Bell whatever he wants.
And like, they have Ivory too, right?
Yep. So I don't. What Bell had a contract impasse, and that's different. Like he didn't walk out. He never came. I mean that happens. That's business. I don't know that that's as grievous a crime, if you'll allow it, in the Bills' eyes, the way I view them. And I think that they're a team that would pay a running back that kind of money. So I don't just assume Bell is a no for them.
Okay.
And it's part of the reason why I've made this point a few times, you know, and you just said it, that they've talked about how McCoy is in their plans, and I kind of wish he weren't. The only reasons I want him to be in their plans is to keep them from paying Le'Veon Bell $15 million a year to come play for them or draft a running back at 9. Like those are the two reasons. Those aren't good reasons. Those aren't complimentary reasons to LeSean McCoy. Doesn't mean I want him and I think he can still be great. Just means I think if he's here, maybe they won't do either of those things.
I really hope they know better than to do those things.
But to me, they still could. Like, I wouldn't rule Bell out myself. That's how I'm viewing this offseason.
I guess I agree with the sentiment. I mean, Bell might have better options or at least other options.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think that he would, but who knows? Okay. By the way, and you know this, yesterday, I guess it was, I was just setting up my computer to start the day, and I type in the date. That's how these files are all saved, like that day's notes and whatever we at least intend to talk about or plan on talking about. And so you start to type in 1-10- and all the other 1-10- files come up, yeah. And there's 1-10-11, 8 years ago. So I just clicked on that. What did we do 8 years ago? And the thing I had typed at 3 o'clock was how Marshawn Lynch had, that was the beast mode run, okay, against New Orleans, like the day before, that weekend before.
Uh-huh.
And James Starks, who was here, I mean, for college and high school,
uh-huh,
had a good game, apparently.
With Green Bay.
With,
yeah,
Green Bay. And even, I wrote, even Willis McGahee scored. That's Baltimore. So, I mean, I haven't looked all that up. There's no reason to do that. But 8 years ago, the topic was, when are we going to... They had just drafted C.J. Spiller that year, and the season had just ended. When are we going to stop with this? That was 8 years ago.
Okay.
So, anyway, Josh Allen. Okay, I'll give you two answers.
Okay.
I'm already starting with fantasy football for next year. I was in 16 leagues. I think I might be in as many. I might have to figure this out at home, but I handled it. I won. I loved it.
Your family didn't leave.
They're still there.
Right.
They seem to still recognize me. So I could see that happening again. We'll see. I want to do some things a little differently.
Just with or without the fantasy crews.
This is without the fantasy crews. Maybe. But so that's kind of how I'm plugged into this idea at all. Like, where do I put Josh Allen? You can do that for fantasy football, which is at least a little different than doing that just in reality. And we don't know about a lot of the other moves yet. But here's what I ended up with for ESPN. Had a ranking, each team's quarterback confidence ranked, and they put the Bills 25th, okay, going in the next year. That's about where I would put that too. Like, how many situations would I prefer, or what? Like, do I prefer the Bills to? Mm-hmm. It's like a half dozen or so. But, you know,
yep.
It might be fewer than that by the time the season starts because teams will do things.
If you actually have to rank them all, you know, you're going to get to that number. Like, when I did this yesterday, I just – ones that are clearly better than me, which means I really didn't rank Baltimore. It's like I feel like I said it earlier this week. I think Allen and Jackson are – they're in the starting gate, and to me they're at the same spot. They have a lot to prove. They're dangerous runners and they're explosive players. And okay, who's going to be a good quarterback out of, you know, so maybe the ranking there has, you know, Baltimore went to the playoffs. I'll bet he's ahead of Allen in this ranking, but to me, they're neck and neck.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you're on the same tier,
right? So like 25, like I said, I got to 20 pretty easily. And you know, that's where you're going to live, I think.
For fantasy, I would put him at 20. There are a couple that are really close for me, including Minnesota. Because that, I'm glad we're not them.
Oh my gosh. You better believe it. You better. Oh.
I don't love who we are, but I'm glad we're not them.
Yep.
But the receivers are so good.
Yep.
And they've had the defense too. Like, who knows about that going forward? There's a lot of consternation there right now. But I'm just glad I am not betrothed to this mediocre quarterback for all that money. I never wanted it for the Bills. Neither did you. You know, good luck.
Yeah.
And they ended up missing the playoffs on the heels of an NFC Championship game season. That's a step back. And they did that by going from Case Keenum to Kirk Cousins. You know, no thanks. So Allen versus Cousins in a fantasy ranking, I would put close. I mean, Cousins has more to work with, and he's always been a pretty good numbers guy for totals.
It's going to be 4,000 yards and 25, at least, touchdowns, I would think, right?
But the running that Allen did this year moves him up. I put him behind Darnold. I like the Jet wide receivers, and the Jets are going to move toward more offense, too. I don't know if the Bills are. I don't know if the Bills will want to be fundamentally or philosophically different next year.
Even if they have more talent at wide receiver.
Yes. Yeah, because they're still going to need, no matter how good their wide receivers are, they're going to want better, and maybe it's right to expect that to be better. Is he going to like go through progressions? And if he's got three good wide receivers on the field, can he throw it to the third one? Like, I don't know. I wouldn't be optimistic for that. So it's I don't want to say it doesn't matter who they have at wide receiver, but like, I don't think it's relatively speaking, I don't think it's a big variable in analyzing them. So I'm not going to be thinking I'll be moving. I don't really actually do rankings. Right. But if I were to, I wouldn't expect to be moving Allen up because of who they sign. Maybe the offensive line could do that. Oh, that's just always so hard to figure out.
I don't know that I would want to move him up just because I don't know what he's going to be yet. But I think who they get is going to matter in the narrative that develops as to, is he progressing? Is he getting better? Is he giving us what we... Because the reason I want those guys is to remove that question, you know? I want guys who can catch the ball. I want guys that can get open. And I don't have enough of those guys right now. So if I'm going to fairly evaluate him, I don't want there to be... That's to say, you couldn't fairly evaluate him this year, but there's always, you know, anytime you criticize him, there's always, well, you know, listen to me after the Patriots game, right? Like, I'm calling people out for doing this, and I'm doing it. You know, Foster loses the ball in the sun, and Logan Thomas, and like, what? Like, catch the ball. How about you catch the ball? It's right there, you know? Those throws were good enough to make plays on. So get me guys that can do that, and if he doesn't prove to be capable enough after that, well, then I think we've got our answer. You know, without that, I'm still going to be too willing to go, well, you know, those guys weren't good enough. And so I need provably good guys to go catch the ball for him.
You'll do well to have two of those.
Yeah, I think so.
There aren't going to be that many. And to have two of them choose the Bills, you know, that would be a good job for them. So, I mean, like, 20 for fantasy. I don't think the running is that sustainable, but he's a good runner, and there'll be times. You know, there'll be There'll be a couple of touchdowns or a few touchdowns. There'll be plays. There won't be like 90 yards a game like he had there in the middle of the season. I mean, teams are going to be better at that and know what to expect better from him.
I don't want there to be that. I mean, I want him to run when you can't, but like a part of this is to show that you can win from the pocket. You can make plays there and be a quarterback. So that's what I'm going to want. I like that he's got that, and there is value in that. Like, you can count on him to get in the end zone from 5 yards away, like more than the average guy, you know? Like, they can call his number down there. And he's big, you know, like that's a part of that. Like, he's gonna get through guys.
And he can get outside.
Right. So I think there's value in that. You know, I'm not Mr. Fantasy or anything, but I think that's, you know, more than the average quarterback. I think he rates pretty highly for that.
You know, like who? Like Prescott is somebody, there might be a better example, but this is maybe not bad. Like Prescott's an example of somebody who can and does run. So you are getting some extra value out of him as a fantasy owner than somebody mm-hmm. who the passing game is the same, but he doesn't do that. Rivers.
Right. There's just nothing there. Right.
Rivers has the bigger passing days generally, but there's no rushing. He had like Lamar Jackson had more rushing yards than Rivers has had for his career. Like, it was all kinds of that last week.
Right. Right. It was amazing. He had like a 9-yard rush for a first down, Rivers, in that game on Sunday, and it was like, it was a thing.
Right.
Like, look at that.
He was excited about that.
Look, kids are unicorns on TV.
All right. So that's how I do it.
All right. 20.
Number one is Mahomes. Right? Not in both necessarily, or yes, in both necessarily. I mean, 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. What does that earn you?
Yeah, he's.
Does he have to win tomorrow?
He's won.
He's won.
Yeah, yeah.
He's won in both. He's easily won in fantasy. Easily.
Yeah, he's won in both.
He's won in both.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
He's the quarterback you would want.
Yeah.
Next year for your season, yes. Of any in the league.
Right. What do I do?
Wait, is that even close for you?
No.
Wow.
No, I mean,
okay.
I loved him.
Okay.
I wanted him. I love him. Like, it's, yeah, no, sure. I don't think, a part of it is that some of the other guys are aging out. Like, what am I going to do for this? Like, at what point, as good as Breeze has been, does that start to, like, catch up to him? Brady is, you know, looks like he might be shot.
These,
like,
are both, and, you know, if you Rivers, if you want, but these are both great storylines for this weekend.
Yeah.
And the rest of this season. Yeah. Is Breeze, too. Look at New Orleans in the last six games-ish.
Right. It hasn't been really good. No. I think if you're putting together your list for next year, like we agree, Mahomes, I think Luck might be next. That looks like it, and they've got a ton of money to spend, too. Like, and they've got guys already, but they've got money to spend too, so they're in great shape. Like, I put him ahead of Rodgers. Rodgers is starting over with a new coach. He's great, but I don't know. I think Luck's the next guy I would think of.
Who's the guy this will be in free agency? If they had like an Alshon Jeffrey type, the Colts, mm-hmm. to go with Hilton, that's beautiful. Like somebody like that.
Yeah,
I like this point. I might do the same thing. Rodgers. They're going to have to shape up at wide receiver. Adams is good. Adams has gotten really good.
Yeah.
And he had a huge year, but could that be Antonio Brown? Could that be some other like big deal at wide receiver with the new coach there? You know, Rodgers isn't done or anything. Is he next or is there someone else?
I know you're not a big golf fan, but there's production.
Yeah,
there.
That's right.
They score like crazy. The coach is a wizard. So I feel like he's going to get – I don't know that he has to go ahead of Rodgers. I might not do that. But, like, I'm getting to golf here pretty quick.
I think I'm going Wilson over both of them.
Next year?
Okay.
Yeah.
Where did he come in this year? Not bad. Last year he was number one, maybe. Last year he was huge.
I think it was a slow start for him, but then he turned it on late. I don't know. Top 10?
That's a running offense. Wilson still got his numbers. Note that Baltimore went to Greg Roman. That's run. That's run time.
Right.
Like they did a good job getting through the second half with Jackson, and they really became an interesting offense. then lost last week, of course. But the move to Greg Roman would signify, I think, like just Lamar Jackson, we are going to be that team. We're not going to try to become something different. You know, isn't that a signal of that? You take Morningweg out and move to Greg Roman there, as he's going to... It could be good, but
yep.
It's like doubling down on what they
right.
were by the end of this season.
Yes, that's right.
Kind of like it.
I'm sort of thinking, when I heard that, I immediately thought of Tyrod. Like, that's Roman here the first year in two games, I guess it is.
Yep.
With Taylor, 15, and then a little bit of 16.
Yep, that's right.
Very little bit of 16.
That's right. We'll get back to the Sabres here after the update, and there's news. 803-0550 is the number. Pregame at 6:30 Eastern for Sabres Carolina. We'd love your calls on them as we go toward hockey tonight on WGR.
I've sort of seen some of it, I think, through family and friends for the most part. They sort of keep me up to date on all those things. But yeah, it's been cool, I think. For me, coming to Buffalo, it's been sort of a new experience and obviously a new fan base and new teammates and new organization. And everyone sort of made me feel real comfortable from the beginning, and it's continued, and yeah, it's a good feeling.
I'm way over 70% on this. Jeff Skinner there, of course. And the song. Let's talk about the song for a minute. Is it one of the all-time great songs?
No.
It would not be your Beatles song choice.
No. I don't think it has any business being played as a potential candidate to be drafted in the song draft, which is going to be happening 2 weeks from right now.
Yes. Joe, your thoughts?
Well, now I know I can get it wherever I want, because I know Bulldog's not going to take it.
Right.
He's not going to take
it. I can't.
Can't take the Bulldogs on?
I wouldn't anyway. But for a very brief time, that was a theme. That was the song that was played at the beginning of my show at night when I first started.
I might take it as a tribute.
All right, well, that's nice to know.
Number one Beatles song to take. It's tough.
I have a definitive number one for me.
For Beatles?
Yeah. Like, if I didn't get the one Beatles song I want, I don't know if I would. I probably wouldn't take a Beatles song.
The song I'm thinking of, I almost don't even want to admit, because it's not thought out, and I think it's the wrong choice. A wrong choice.
You're going to say When I'm 64.
I do love that song. That is one of my favorite songs by anyone, yes. But no, I was thinking of The Long and Winding Road.
Okay. I don't know.
I was thinking of that song right there.
I'm the sort of person, I don't know if you spent much time with this. Maybe you will in the 2 weeks leading up to this. You don't have that much fantasy stuff to prepare for right now.
Right.
So there will be time.
I might have a window.
In that 9:30 to 1 o'clock window. But I've read over the years, like, you know, greatest songs of all time, great, you know, with bet rankings, whatever. And Day in the Life is very highly, I mean, that's always mentioned near the top of those sorts of things.
Yeah, the Rolling Stone magazine was number one.
Oh, yeah?
A Day in the Life.
Okay.
They had a Beatles issue.
Okay.
That was number one.
Yeah.
But I'm not like a student of theirs. No. Like, I'm not a Beatles scholar or anything.
No, me either.
And I get that it's Paul and John. Like, it's the two of them, and it's one song that brings out both of their styles. But it's a little, I would totally regret saying what I almost said right there. Anybody who loves and knows music would hate me for what I was about to say.
Excellent.
Here, let me just sort of hint at it. You know how you really dislike Billy Joel?
I don't really dislike Billy Joel. I passionately, viscerally despise Piano Man. I don't have as big of a Billy Joel problem as I have a Piano Man problem.
Well, what about, and there was like a specific reason for that.
Yeah, the song blows.
What about We Didn't Start the Fire? Like, that's a song you would mock.
Sure, it's pretty cheesy, but,
rips through a bunch of current events.
Right.
Naming them as fast as he can.
Okay, yeah. I mean, lots of people that I like a lot more than Billy Joel have cheesy songs. Like, you know, like, okay. Like, I think the guy is legendary. There's a great songbook there. I don't hate all of it. There's songs of his I really like.
Isn't maybe, please don't hate me for this. Isn't maybe some of the lyric in A Day in the Life similar to that? Like, he's just,
got out of bed, poured some coffee. I mean, like,
dread comb across my
yeah,
head.
Like, just can you say that?
No.
Okay, I won't say it then.
Don't.
I
say
had
it.
To ask you first.
Good.
If I
I'm
could
glad.
Say it.
I'm glad we were off the air for that.
I won't say it.
Don't do it. Don't do it. It doesn't. It's inappropriate.
All right. Good.
I have. Like, this is. I'm thinking about this. I have not started. I haven't written anything down. But I have found myself thinking about this, and mostly because I want to, like, you're good for me in this way, because you're in here today and you're tweeting earlier today about Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and, like, you know, I am almost absolutely going to be very rock heavy on this thing. That's just it's just what I listen to. It's what means a lot to me, and I want to make an effort to make sure I don't ignore other styles of music that I also like and that I also do listen to. But I just, what I listen to most is this one, you know, I'm more in a box in this, I think, than you are. So I'm finding myself thinking about, like, when I put something else on, like, what is it? Is it legendary? Is it great? Does it deserve to be? I'm thinking of records I'll pull out when my dad is over. You know, we've got, like, this Benny Goodman set from Carnegie Hall from the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
I put that on. Like, there's probably something on there that I want to consider. I'm not sure, but, like, this weekend I'm probably going to get that record out, even though my dad's not going to be over.
What about that Toby Keith song?
Yeah.
Red, White, and Blue, or whatever that song is. That's one of your favorites.
The one, what's the line, booting you're at? Yeah, that. I'm going to pick that song. I love him. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I like this. I mean, you got to make sure you think of everything.
Yeah.
You want to not miss an obvious angle here.
Right, right. So, but I know I'm going to be, even with that said, you know, I'll make an effort. What do we think we're going to do? Like eight picks each, probably?
It's not many.
Right. So there's a couple I have in mind already that are not, like, you know, it's not the Rolling Stones, you know. It's like I've got a couple. And I don't know. We'll see if you're surprised. If I think I know what I'm going to pick first. It could change. And I don't think I have to worry about whether I have the first pick or not to pick what I want to pick first. But it is a song that came up on this show one time and one time only. And I think it's what I'm going to want to do, and I think it might surprise you.
Okay, good.
I hope I didn't give too much away.
I woke up today, and when I sat down to start to, like, relax and think about the day, I thought of a song, and I thought about the song draft, and this is before Over the Rainbow. I think Over the Rainbow is an obvious great pick because of its importance, and it's, we're going back 80 years to that movie. Everybody knows it. Like, to me, that's like a sort of an easy choice. But I wanted to see if this might have been a good idea. And I will tell you, let me tell you the whole thing. I was alone. I thought about this song, and I went just to Google and typed in I didn't remember the name of the song. I typed in the name of the group, and it came up. And I listened to it, actually watched it. It was a performance of this song, and I couldn't even get through, like, 2 minutes. I couldn't even get 1 minute. The song is named Sirius by the Alan Parsons Project. And I thought about this song because I was thinking about what are songs you never even really, like, hear or think about, mm-hmm. but they're out there. A song like, you know, the songs you hear in arenas all the time. And this is a song you hear in arenas. This is like Ray Clay introducing the Jordan Bulls to this song. This is what plays underneath it.
That's the name of that song. I've never known the name of that song.
Okay. Sirius is the name of the song.
Right.
So I turned it on, and it was a performance. Right. It was a performance of that song. I'm like, I can't pick this.
Dong. Yeah.
It was just, the guy was just playing the same notes over and over for about a minute, and there was a horn section.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I like this. Yeah. But you can't make a case here that Sirius by the Alan Parsons Project is a good pick in an 8-round draft of every song ever written.
Right.
Like, I just can't do it. I wouldn't do that to you.
Well, you put it that way.
But I do like the idea of a song that's ubiquitous, but you just never really acknowledge it or notice it.
Right.
And then I thought of Yakety Sax. Which, you know, it gets a reaction. It has a certain, there's a certain feeling it gives you.
It's recognizable. Most people know it.
The feeling is I'm about to walk into a wall or trip. Maybe something wacky is about to happen because this song is playing. Who knows what could happen next?
Right.
Silliness will ensue.
Right. Benny Hill's pants just fell off.
Yeah, something.
Woo! Hey! Right. Yeah. Hmm. I don't
so know. I'll wait on wait on Yakety
Sax. Yeah, you're probably okay.
And I'll probably pass on Sirius.
Yeah, probably good. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, diving into my record collection might not be a great idea for this. You know, like because I might get lost in there. Like I don't know. I like it. I like thinking about it already, which, you know, I'm going to break the news to you. I've not really ever done any sort of preparation for any one of these drafts ever.
Well, you can go you can go mad doing that, too, right. Here.
I've seen.
There's so much.
Candy draft, top Halloween candy. Save it. Okay, good. That's fine. It's the day of the draft. Okay, where's that thing I saved? Okay, good. All right. Those are the candies. Don't forget any of the candies.
If I spend time on this, I will just go insane.
Yes.
I mean, because I want social importance. Uh-huh. I want the perfect melody. I want or the perfect musicianship. I want the perfect lyrics. I want, like, there's so many songs. There have to be that many that sort of check every box and are just like the perfect choice. But I don't know. I feel like I could just spend hours trying to pinpoint those and end up nowhere.
Yeah.
Don't Think Twice, It's All Right is one of my favorite songs. It's a Bob Dylan song. There's lots of different renditions of it, performances of it. All right, do I pick that? Like, oh, well, you know, it's not the most socially meaningful by far.
Right. It is an endless rabbit hole, I think, once you really start trying to do it that way. Like, you're just going to get lost in there, I think. So...
Yeah, don't drown.
No, don't yet.
Don't drown in the planning for the song draft.
Right.
But it'll be fun if we get through the planning to the song draft.
Right,
the draft itself.
If we make it to 2 weeks from today,
if we make it.
We're still working here,
right? And given the conversation about the song draft, I think it's obvious we will be working here.
Oh yeah, no,
I mean, it's gripping.
You were rolling.
You don't
on
have to
this,
tell
right,
us,
Joe.
You don't have to tell us how interesting it all is. Right. We will have NFL picks coming up at the top of the hour, and playoff picks, and we'll have pregame too. 803-0550 if you want us. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR. Okay. I'm good here.
I love this song.
Yeah. Thank you.
How can you not?
I think that's a good question. How can you not love this song? I'm going to get you today's deal of the day right now, and it goes like this. This little pig got a $50 gift card for just $25. Good for a big bad ribeye with bacon jam, pork and pierogi and more at This Little Pig Neighborhood Restaurant. It's the deal of the day from My Buffalo Perks. Details at MyBuffaloPerks.com. Oh.
I mean, have you not belted this on a long drive?
Oh, everyone in their car
right
now.
Who has not done that?
Everyone in their car right now is singing this.
I can remember an exact moment doing that. I think it's Route 80. I'm not sure. Middle of Nebraska. Driving from central Nebraska to Denver. John Denver. Like, totally just, like, the perfect song at the perfect moment 20 years ago. Yeah. Loved it.
Who is that harmonizing with him? I don't know who else is singing.
It's Usher.
It. John Denver featuring Usher.
It's Kermit. I don't know. I'm sorry. Due respect.
That's what you say.
No offense.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you seen him with the Muppets, though? Like, there's a whole John Denver Christmas album with the Muppets.
He was
He was a big Muppet guy.
He practically was one of the Muppets.
And then he died flying a plane?
Yes.
John Dusseldorf? John Denver? Yeah, that's a great... I'm glad you played this.
Yeah.
Because I'm writing it down. I don't go real deep with John Denver. I love his voice. Like, I can listen to that kind of music. No. But only a few songs would I ever even think of. Late this is one of them.
Farms kind of laid back, and country boy, we can't heck.
Yeah. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Right.
You know, for your seventh inning stretch pleasure.
Right.
This.
Right. I'm just about done.
Annie song.
Right.
I'm not drafting Annie song. Can't do that. Cannot. Who has the best record in the Western Conference of the NBA?
San Antonio.
No, Joe.
The Denver Nuggets.
Denver.
And I know that because I'm a fan of them.
Denver is number one in the West, 28-12.
How'd they do it? Let's break it down.
Oh, I don't know. Jokic is the big story. Like, they're pretty spread out, pretty balanced for scoring. Jamal Murray, who's from Canada, and Jokic. I don't know a lot about the team, though. Mike Malone?
It's a lot of shooters.
Is it?
Yeah.
But they are ahead. They're a game and a half or so up on Golden State at the moment.
Is George Karl still there?
George Karl, no. No. Dan Issel is gone. Alex English is gone. I'm sorry. Yes. Denver. How about that? And why are you a Denver fan?
Because I loved Carmelo Anthony at Syracuse, and then I kind of hopped on with him when he went to Denver, and then I didn't like the way he left, so I stuck with the team instead of the player.
Are we saying that they're legit? Like, are they good?
In terms of what?
What would you rather?
They're not beating Golden State.
You would not rather be Denver than Golden State for this season. Would you rather be Denver than Houston for this season? No.
I think it's very close. I'd probably say no for this season.
And that's
but like
it.
They're right. I think they're right. They're like that territory.
That's it, though, right?
Where are the Lakers in all of this with LeBron James?
Well, they've been struggling lately.
Yeah,
he's been out. He's been out a few games. He's missed several games.
I think if the Lakers played Denver in a playoff series, I bet you Denver would be favored.
I like that idea. That would be cool. West is going to be great. By the second round at the latest, West will be really, really cool. Like, because Golden State will probably at least have you wondering if they can turn it on with whatever happens between now and then. Like, last year they had Steph Curry get hurt, and that was a variable in their season. Then Chris Paul got hurt, and without that, they might not have even, they might have lost that series. I'd say they probably do.
They do have an extra superstar this season.
Coming up, like, next week. That's right. So they'll be that, too. All right, so Denver is the answer. NFL picks coming up. Sabres and Hurricanes with pregame at 6:30 as Paul Hamilton joins us from Raleigh. Then Jeff Skinner on the All-Star team. Paul has updated his story at WGR550.com after having spoken with Skinner, or one way or another. He's got quotes from Skinner reacting to the All-Star game news. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Happy Friday, and thanks for listening. NFL picks after sports here on WGR.